I'm speaking on the phone right now with Carroll County Clerk Peggy McGaw. She, of course, is overseeing the election coming up on Tuesday. And Peggy, thank you for your time. I know you're very busy heading into this weekend. But tell us, who is voting and who isn't? I imagine there's a few people that don't have to vote in Carroll County, but we want to make sure we clarify it here. So, if I can, just who's voting, who isn't?
Well, thanks for the time, Mike. Yes, there are quite a few changes and issues that we do need clarification on. We've had several calls here in the county clerk's office. First and foremost, if you happen to be a rural voter in the Carrollton area, you may not need to show up at the polls on April 7th on Tuesday, because only city voters in the city of Carrollton are assured of having a ballot. There is city issues on the ballot, however, no rural Carrollton due to Carrollton R7 school not needing to have a ballot, and no countywide elections either. Countywide, only two schools are having an election next Tuesday, being Bramer C4 and the Norbern R8. Bramer C4 has board members and Norbern R8 has a bond issue. Another change that I need to make sure everyone is aware of is Carrollton Ward 1, which normally votes at the Senior Center, will be voting at the TP Roop Center along with the Carrollton Ward 4 voters for this election. And for those of you new to the area, that is located behind the Carrollton Fire Station, underneath the water tower. Carrollton's Wards 2 and 3 will be voting as usual in the basement of the Carrollton Public Library. The only precinct that is totally closed and will not be open on Election Day is the Combs and Eugene precinct, which normally votes at the Wachendall Baptist Church. There's nothing for those voters to vote on, as neither Carrollton School or Brunswick School had an issue, so the precinct will be closed. We will have a sign up, and so if people listening to this can inform their neighbors that there is no need for them to go to the polls, we would appreciate it.
Okay.
Following along with that, usually this is a township election, and of the 20 townships, we usually have several that are required to run. This particular April, we only will be voting on board members in Fairfield, Hurricane, and Moss Creek townships. Of course, Moss Creek votes downstairs in the basement of the courthouse. That precinct will be open. However, some of the township wards won't have a ballot issue either. So if you show up at the basement of the courthouse and you're told that you don't have a ballot, it's because you're probably a Carrollton R7 voter. Again, I don't want to discourage people from showing up at the polls. The judges are there to assist you. They'll be glad to answer your questions, or you could call here at the county clerk's office also. The big thing that will be driving out the city voters, I believe, is the question about foregoing elections. The ballot language is, shall the city of be authorized to forego annual elections if the number of candidates who have filed for a particular office is equal to the number of positions in the office to be filled by the election? DeWitt, Bogard, Bosworth, Hale, Norbern, and Tina all have this issue on their city ballots. In other words, all cities in the Carroll County except the city of Carrollton qualify for this. You have to have a population of under 1,000. These issues, if they pass, these cities won't have to have an election until 2021, 6 years. So it's important to the cities that their voters get out and decide this issue for them.
Absolutely, because you know, after that 6 years, that's going to be whoever's in office, they're going to stay.
Well, possibly. Or they choose to leave, and the next person that files, if they don't have competition, will get in and be able to serve without ever having received a vote.
Okay. All right. Well, that's definitely an issue that most people are facing that do have ballots coming up Tuesday. Peggy, for just a little bit less time here, but we would appreciate yours. Let's talk about how people can find out if they are voting. If they didn't catch this, how do they contact you again?
The number is 660-542-0615. That's the elections office. I do have an email address. We currently don't have an active website that you could look. You can email me at countyclerk@carolcomo.org, and I'll try to get right on those for people if they want to check their status that way.
Okay. And, Peggy, of course, we'll have, I believe we'll have one of our correspondents at the courthouse on Tuesday evening for those election results, and we appreciate it. And the best of luck to you for a smooth election.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the coverage.
Thank you. Peggy McGaw, County Clerk of Carroll County.